KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Oh, we find ourselves just a minute this side of 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. As we do each and every Friday, we welcome from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce, the lovely, the talented, the effervescent Paula Hornbuckle Arnold. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Ed. I'm terrific.
It's great to see you this morning.
Thank you. You as well.
And may I ask a personal question?
Of course.
You've still got your grandkids in town?
I have my little heathens, yes.
I saw you at dinner last night.
You did.
And you're just so—it's such a cool look for you. It really is.
I always say they're my boys. I don't say they're my grandsons. I always say, oh, I have to go get my boys. I have to go do this with my boys. It's so much fun. Right. So much fun.
And I say this as someone who would sit across the table from you, very well behaved.
Yes, they
very
are.
Very well mannered.
Yes, thank you.
They got
you.
Everything working there.
Yep.
Is that just because grandma's there, or is that all the time?
No, they're pretty good kids.
Right.
Yeah, my daughter doesn't put up with a lot of crap, so...
I guess
like her mother.
Yeah, the fruit doesn't fall far from
no.
the tree, does it?
No,
all right. This morning we're talking to Emir Bauta.
Perfect.
Did I get it right?
You got it right, Ed.
All right, Empress Builders. It's a full service general contracting firm. It's headquartered right here in Orange County.
Right here in Laguna Beach.
How long you been up and running?
So we've been officially up and running 3 years this August.
All right.
That'll be our third anniversary. We've been in the building industry my entire life.
Right.
I grew up in this. But officially a Laguna-based general contractor living in Laguna for about 3 years now.
All right. Now, if I could profile for just a minute, you look like you've been building stuff your whole life, man. This guy,
yeah.
He comes in, look at the size of those hands there.
Yeah,
he's giant hands there.
Yeah.
So how did you get started? What was your first gig? In building.
Yeah, so it's kind of a unique story. I think unique to me, but my dad migrated over here when he was 19 years old from Albania, and he worked in the trades and kind of learned the trades, figuring things out, right. And I had the opportunity to be a part of that in the form of turning over apartment units.
Right.
This is back in Brooklyn, 20 years ago now,
right.
And I had the opportunity to be a part of that, those remodels, those flips, with my siblings, when I was 8, 10,
right.
12 years old, just helping out, doing what we can to be a part of it. That's when it started. And then, fast forward, obviously I had a general interest in the trades, so I ended up going to school for it. So I ended up getting my licensure in structural engineering.
Right.
I practiced structural engineering for about 4 years, and I said, I seem to want to be more engaged and be part of the practice of actually constructing. So I made the jump into the general contracting side. Had phenomenal opportunities between building ground up buildings, 20 stories, a 7-story in downtown LA, a 38-story in downtown LA, a Ford dealership down in La Mesa.
Right.
So I really had a unique opportunity to kind of dabble in a bunch. And as soon as we learned all of that, I started getting poached from my former bosses. They're like, hey, why don't you get into business development? And I said, well, if I'm going to be doing business development, might as well be doing it for ourselves.
There you go.
XP, so.
There you go. Yeah. Why don't
makes sense to me.
Why don't I butter my own toast here?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So you say you have a background in structural engineering. That in commercial and residential, that's everything. That spreads out into everything you do, right?
Absolutely. So the first part of a really good remodel or addition or ground up is the structural elements and how the MEPs, so your mechanical, electrical, plumbing, fire sprinkler, how they tie to that.
Right.
On top of that, with all of the new newer seismic codes that are constantly evolving, there are elements where in order to really get a picture, you have to have someone with that knowledge of what is actually being drawn there.
Right.
So it's not something that is easily learned,
right.
Whether in school or even in practice. It's something you really have to practice daily.
Right.
You have to study the drawings. You have to understand, 3D and, layout of elements. And then all the systems are constantly evolving. So it's kind of a work in progress, if you would. But
right.
if we put our best foot forward and we're always studying and trying to get better, that's the main thing.
Now, when you work with a subcontractor, let's say, how much of a chance do you give them to succeed or fail? When do you know it's time to go to somebody else if you've never worked with them before? And I trust you have subcontractors that you like to utilize because you've used them before. What about a new one? How much rope do they get?
Yeah, so we try to do a good job of pre-qualifying our subs. It's not always easy, especially in today's market, right, with there being such a demand for, you know, production, right, quality general contractors. So we try to pre-qualify them through references. We pre-qualify them through work photos. We ask all the right questions from experience, right, and then we also tie them to our schedule. And I think that's what makes us more of a unique general contractor, where we're actually looking at, hey, what's happening 2 months from now?
Right.
What's happening a month from now? And, you know, we're dialing in, we're calling that sub a month leading up to it and getting feelers for, hey, where are you going to be next week?
Right.
Where are you going to be a week from now? So we're doing all that due diligence up front so that once they get out there, they know exactly what they need to do, where they need to do it, so that they're more effective at their job.
Right.
Because if they're more effective at their job, chances are they're going to do better on the project, which means that they're going to cut their rates for us and our clients. And, you know, and
right,
that's usually what everybody wants, right?
Right. It's up to them to, as if I may say it, to smooth the road for you.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what kind of projects are you working on now? What is there anything in town that we could see that you're working on?
Yes. So we've got a beautiful remodel addition on Agate. We're working with a wonderful architect in town, Linda Morganlander, where we've added essentially a three-story, because one level is sort of pseudo below grade, where we've added an ADU. We've underpinned the existing structural foundation wall.
Explain that to the audience.
So underpinning involves temporary shoring, which means supporting an existing foundation and selectively excavating underneath an existing foundation footing,
right,
where we then supplement that footing with a beefier footing that gets it a little bit more sturdier. We compact the dirt prior to obviously installing the rebar reinforcement, and then we pour the concrete so that everything sort of locks into place, but is obviously brought up to the new seismic codes. Because here in Laguna, right, a lot of the structures are built in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s,
right,
a lot of 70s construction, and, you know, it wasn't quite built to last here in Laguna.
Right.
You know, it's more of the beachy cottage feel. People are doing temporary homes. So the cool part is now that everyone finds it to be a desirable place. Well, it's always been a desired place to live, but where they can now live here permanently,
right,
they're making all these upgrades, and we tend to really fit that profile well with regard to structural upgrades. So
now you mentioned seismic code, and this question may not come out right. I'm formulating it as I ask it, but here in town, as we had slides years ago, how do you adjust the math? For instance, you pour concrete. How do you predict how much give you're going to have? Does that make sense? Does the question make sense?
I think it makes sense. So the basics of foundation engineering and soils has to do with shear stresses. So the further down you go with a pile cap,
right,
the further down you go, the more shear there is on that surface.
Right.
So the wider the diameter of the pile cap, the more shear surface, and the deeper you go, the more shear surface. So if you're looking at it on a free body diagram, again, this isn't like something a typical general contractor is going to be having to dialogue on, but if you look at it in a free body diagram and you show the forces coming down on that pile cap, and you show those forces coming down, the soil has to equal, the coefficient of friction has to equal those forces, okay, in return in order for it to stay solid and compact. So so that'd be one way to stabilize it from a, you know, foundation standpoint.
Beautifully explained, by the way.
Right?
Beautifully
explained.
I got it too. I swear I got it. So yeah, beautifully explained. Thank you.
I'm like,
yeah.
I get it.
So permitting. Let's talk about permitting and the type of work you do. Each city in Orange County is different. To do what you're doing here in town, the subterranean,
yes,
portion, was that tough to get through? How long of a process is the permitting for that?
Yes. So for that particular project on Agate Street, which I welcome anyone that's listening in if they wanted to take a tour.
Oh, they're all driving by it right now. Trust me, everybody's
going to drive by it on my way to work.
For that particular project, we were working with Linda Morgelander again. She's with ACME, fantastic local architect, right. Lives in town. And she spearheaded a lot of that process with regard to getting through planning and getting through the building division. She's you know, super efficient, but mostly the part during that part of that project where we added it in the middle of the project. So we already started the initial plan, which was just to have a storage area at that subterranean level,
right.
Was converted to an ADU because it, you know, it's an opportunity to maximize the space.
Right.
And if you look at it from a city's perspective, because it's semi-subterranean, it also doesn't affect anyone's views. It's efficiently built.
Right.
We're already doing construction. We might as well just add it in there. So I think all in all, it may have taken 3 to 4 months.
Wow, that's very quick. That's efficient.
That is a quick turnaround.
We're like, what?
Excellent. Congratulations there.
Thank you.
So your company gives free consultations, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so when does it stop being a free consultation and when do they become a client? How much consultation do you give?
Yeah, sure. So we like to be the first ones in the door because a lot of the conversation has to do with feasibility and budget. So the feasibility comes when you're asking a non-specific general contractor to, you know, that doesn't understand structural. If you're asking them a question, say, hey, can you do this? They're like, oh, I don't know. Ask the engineer, right?
Right.
So we don't tend to do that, you know, as much as, you know, we try to say it can be done,
right.
Mostly because that's what clients want to hear.
Right.
And the truth is we can do anything under the sun when it comes to, the structural elements of a home because we have that experience.
Right.
And that's what makes us unique. But then on the flip side, now it's like, well, what's your budget? Because if your budget can't sustain cantilevering this deck, I don't think we can do it.
Right. So budget as important as anything, any part of that conversation.
Absolutely. And we try to be as accurate as possible. So that starts the dialogue. We can give them a good rough estimate,
right.
But if you wanted a fairly accurate estimate, right, that's when we start to ask, hey, you know, can we like to start an agreement?
Right.
And, you know, we're fairly cost effective, you know, compared to, you know, some of our, counterparts in town.
Right.
And that's what's allowed us to sort of build this backlog of work is that, you know, we have the experience. Yeah, we're a fresh face, but I think we offer value.
Right. And how do our listeners find you?
You can give us a buzz on our line. It hits the office line, but we're not a huge operation. So
right.
Don't tell anyone this, but it comes to my cell phone too.
That's okay.
Oh, we're not telling anyone. Nobody listening.
No one will know.
Don't tell anyone.
but our office line is 949-339-3400. We're located off of Thalia in the former Chicago Title Building.
Okay.
So we're really easy to access if you wanted to come stop by our office and meet us. We're not a huge organization. You know, we're a local builder, and we love what we do.
And I saw you online. You've got an online presence as well, a little website.
Yeah, we are online, empressbuilders.com, and we try to be we're not so much pronounced as far as individuals.
Right.
I think that's one of the other things that makes us unique in the name Empress and where that kind of derives from and what our thinking is as far as long-term, you know, growth and opportunity, right? We want to build the next generation of builders, and that's a goal of ours, and we really think the future of construction, there's going to be a lot more of a female presence in construction. We really do believe that. A lot of that is due to, quite frankly, things just getting a lot nicer for builders, right? Whether it's, you know, access to tools and equipment, access to drawings, plans, access to, you know, technology. So we think that combined with there being a lack of, you know, in the past, there being a lack of general contractors that are willing to sit down and explain, hey, this is how you pour footings. This is how you do rebar. This is how, you know, you frame a wall. This is how you plumb a wall. I think there was a huge gap that obviously has been chipped away over the last 20, 30 years, and now there's going to be a huge wave that comes between the amount of information that's out there, right, readily available, and not to mention it's just a good, great work environment. You get a lot of pride out of delivering a home for a client. We love that. So,
and you mentioned female builders. Do you actively look or scour engineering classes in college and look for female builders or look for possible engineers? Or
we do. Yeah, okay. We're actively pursuing, and we invite every potential candidate to apply. We like to try to find people and women that want to try to grow in the industry, and any type of employee would be phenomenal, but specifically if there's a woman out there that wants to learn, right, we're willing to teach them. Right. We're willing to teach them. We've already sent two of our employees to actual school. We sponsored their education for a drawing class at UCLA Extension, and we did that because we think that not too many people are doing that. Our competition, right, is not investing that time and money and those resources to try to get their team to be a better, more effective team. So
that's a baller move, man.
It is a baller move. Can I also mention that when Emir started his business here, he immediately joined the chamber and he's engaged. He's one. When I always say, what do you get? What does my membership get me at the chamber? Right. Well, you have to engage. Right. And he's engaged. He comes to State of the City. He's engaged. He calls me. We chat. So it's nice to see these small businesses using what's available to them, the tools in the city that are available to them.
Agreed. And I you said I'd like him. I like him.
I told you.
What do you have coming up in the next couple of days, couple of weeks?
We have Rum Social ribbon cutting on July 21st. Okay. We also have the reopening of Oak on August 11th. We have a Coast Medical and Botox ribbon cutting on August 3rd and the Laguna Canyon Foundation ribbon cutting. I believe that's October 11th, followed by Taste of Laguna on October 13th.
All of that off the top of her head. Not a single note there. Check that out.
And we just signed some new restaurants yesterday.
Oh, well,
so
fantastic.
I think we're up to 11. Right. And our goal is always 30.
Right.
In 2019, we had 40.
Right.
Unfortunately, in last year, we only had 22, I believe. So we need to get to the 30 mark.
And how do our listeners find tickets for that?
TasteOfLagunaBeach.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Emir Bauta, I can't be happier to have met you. Empress
Likewise.
Builders. Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, as always. Thank
Great
you so much.
Great to see you. Next week's my birthday, Ed.
Oh, my God.
Next Friday.
All right. We'll have a cake right here for you. I have a cake right here.
No cake.
All right. It'll be nice. How about a bowl of strawberries?
Okay. And we have the Rum Social guys coming in.
Oh, yes.
So it'll be fun.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Paula Hornbuckle Arnold, Chamber Chat. Thank you so much. Emir, we'll talk to you in a minute. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.